Last week, Food Network's Great Food Truck Race made a stop in Northwest Arkansas. With all of the buzz the trucks and cameras created, one has to wonder if this is something we'll be seeing more of in the area. Daniel Hintz with Downtown Bentonville Incorporated, or DBI, says that mobile food fits in with the master plan the city created in 2009 for downtown Bentonville.
But that really set the pace for the development of the downtown experience. This is a part of that. This is a part of an overall culinary development strategy that focuses on the farmers market, restaurant recruitment. This is a piece of this that those unique food truck experiences were part of that overall mix.
Crepes Paulette was the first of such vendors in Bentonville. DBI assisted them through the process of getting the city's approval, getting their feet wet at the farmers market, and finally finding a private location to set up shop. Hintz says that trucks give small business ideas a chance to test the waters, as it is less risky and costly than a sticks and bricks endeavor. DBI helped Crepes Paulette to walk through the process to reach what is today a successful business, and one that has quite the line come lunchtime. Troy Galloway is the Community Development Director with the City of Bentonville. He says the vibe of the city's master plan and what they wanted to facilitate in downtown Bentonville affected the legislation that is now in place. While they do have ordinances that regulate the specifics of food trucks, they also have crafted them to facilitate those activities rather than pushing them away. Here's Galloway on the rules.
As long as an applicant meets all of the requirements laid out in the outdoor vendor ordinance, it's a simple administrative approval process through the Community Development Director's office. It does not have to go to Planning Commission or City Council or anything like that, as long as it falls within the guidelines of the ordinance that's laid out. And basically, some of the very basic requirements includes being located in a commercial and or industrial zoning district, i.e. particularly we like to cluster them in and around the downtown square. That's not a prerequisite, but it is something that we try to actively encourage. You know, there are certain size limitations and those sorts of things that they have to comply with.
Health codes must be met with the county before ever approaching the city. And once a location is chosen and approved, there is no time limit on the business's stay at that site. As part of the strategy, DBI seeks out businesses that do not compete with the sticks and bricks establishments. Greenhouse Grill is one such business. Because there was nothing like it downtown, DBI had received requests for this type of food in the community. They sought out Greenhouse Grill, an existing restaurant in Fayetteville. Recruiting owner Jeremy Gothrop and his food trailer that had previously just been used for caterings.
But then we were like, we need a permanent home for this 9-10 months out of the year. And Bentonville approached us, and we have a lot of people that love your restaurant. We would love to have this here. So they got word of mouth. They found us a perfect spot right on the square. Great visual. Got a little gazebo. It's in the shade. I mean, everything about it is just great. So we just couldn't turn that down.
The girls' trailer is busy, even with just 5 items. Gothrop says they see over 100 customers each lunch hour, partially due to the high stream of traffic around the Bentonville Square.
Yeah, I think location is just as critical for a food cart, food truck, as it is for a restaurant, for sure. Foot traffic in Bentonville for us is fantastic because there is lots of offices and people migrate there now because of all the restaurants, so it is a culinary destination. So people are coming there, and if they're just going to roll up in and park and get out and get to the food cart or go to a restaurant, whatever, it's all on their radar. So being spread out and just having a random food cart in North Fayetteville, I don't know where exactly you'd put it because there isn't like this cross-section of like people on foot. I think that's kind of a primary drive for it, yeah.
A level of foot traffic that also seems difficult to duplicate on the Fayetteville Square. The City of Fayetteville's rules are just a bit different. According to Jeremy Pate, Director of Development for Fayetteville, sidewalk cafes and food carts are the only types of vendors allowed on public property. A cart differs from a truck or trailer in size and is more temporary in nature.
And essentially, we don't limit the size. We do limit the time frame, and this goes back a long time. There's a maximum 90-day stay, essentially, for an outdoor mobile vendor on private property of 90 days in one location. After that 90 days, administratively, again, they can just move to a different location, and a different property, essentially, not on the same property, a different property, and set up again. You know, so you could do it year-round on different properties if you so chose to do that. The alternative is you could request to stay longer than 90 days, and that's simply something that we can't approve administratively. We have to take on to the Planning Commission for them to consider that. And they're going to consider things like, you know, are you in direct competition with somebody, you know, right next door? You know, are you taking business away from at a long established? And they're going to hear public comments and things like that. So they'll take those types of things into consideration as a 9-person appointed board and make a decision there.
Pate says that they have, just in the last month, streamlined that process, getting applications to the commission faster. He says the 90-day rule precedes his time with the city, and that when permitting for trailers first began, a lot of businesses were merely throwing up an awning on a construction trailer.
So we're toying with the idea of extending that time frame and maybe looking at some more staged, you know, if you're here 90 days, you don't have to do anything. You just set up like we've always done. If you want to be here for 6 months, maybe there's a few things more you have to do. Maybe it's you have to actually have a sewer connection, or you have to have electricity that's metered or something, or at least a connection that's not an extension cord. You know, if you're here, if you want to be someplace a year, perhaps you actually have to do some improvements to the site, like maybe some landscaping or stripe your parking area. You know, the ideas are sort of still kind of in fluctuation right now. We're sort of just kind of waiting for a bit of a critical mass to show up to kind of move this thing along. You know, I think that there's definitely some interest here in Fayetteville.
And that interest was exhibited last Saturday morning when the Great Food Truck Race set up shop on the Fayetteville Square, leading many to wonder what kind of permitting they were required to obtain. Pate says that, as it was during the Fayetteville Farmers Market, and an event of sorts on its own, they got an event permit.
They utilized for that day, essentially, 8 or 6 to 2 or whatever on Saturday, they utilized that space. They were gained approval through the city, and actually we simply closed down parking spots and part of Block Avenue there, which normally, you know, sometimes is not closed, but for that specific event. So it didn't really fit neatly into any one of these categories because it wasn't really a sidewalk cafe, it wasn't a sidewalk vendor, as we define it, and it wasn't on private property. And so that's the other process that we really send people through if they want to utilize sort of city property on a street, and they don't really fit any of those categories. And we know it's for a specific time period.
And that specific time period was from about 9 a.m. when the food trucks began serving food, to noon when they stopped. There were 3 trucks on the Block Street side of the square, one serving chicken and waffles, another chocolate waffles, and the third, what some are saying is the best burger they have ever had at 9:30 in the morning. 2 others were along Center Street, serving fried fish and tacos. By about 10 o'clock, those streets were packed with people lining up to experience these foods unique to downtown Fayetteville. Vince Penalto, chef and culinary teacher at Fayetteville High School, says this interest shows that Fayetteville would welcome businesses like these.
This is true cooking. This is like the real deal, because if you can cook in this type of situation, hot, fast, as the demand, that's, you know, why not?
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.